USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House has passed a measure to increase the stimulus checks in the COVID relief bill to $2,000, something President Trump has been pushing lawmakers to do. A few dozen Republicans voted with nearly all Democrats to pass the measure that isn't expected to make its way out of the Senate. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says everyone in his caucus supports the additional aid. The New York Democrat called on President Trump to push his own party to get behind the effort.
Every Senate Democrat is for it, but unfortunately, we don't have the Republicans on board. Today, I am telling Donald Trump, don't just talk about it, act.
The House also passed a measure to override President Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act. The president had rejected the annual defense funding package because it did not contain a provision to remove some legal protections for tech companies. The Senate will take up the matter when they return to Washington on Tuesday and are expected to pass the override as well. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A journalist has been jailed in China for what's been called subversive activity. Lance Bry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
An independent Chinese journalist who reported from Wuhan at the height of the initial coronavirus outbreak has been jailed for 4 years by a Shanghai court Monday. 37-year-old Zhang Zana was found guilty of picking quarrels and provoking trouble. The offense is commonly used by Chinese government officials to target dissidents and human rights activists. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Drug maker Novavax says they're ready to begin a late-stage trial for their coronavirus vaccine. The company says it will enroll up to 30,000 volunteers in the United States and Mexico to receive the two-shot regimen. The company had previously delayed the study twice as they dealt with issues in ramping up production. A late-stage study is already underway in the UK, where preliminary data is expected in the first quarter of next year. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Kids should be allowed to head back to the classroom following the holidays. That's according to the White House coronavirus testing czar. Tim Berg has those details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Admiral Brett Terrar, the White House coronavirus testing czar, expressed confidence that newly developed coronavirus vaccines will work against all strains, including the one discovered in the United Kingdom that has proven to be highly contagious. Gerard says studies are being done on the vaccine safety for children, but he's encouraging parents to send their kids back to school even if they aren't inoculated.
I think it's very important for listeners to understand that getting children back to school right now is safe now. There's data upon data upon data that children could go back to school safely in person. There was a recent study in the MMWR that said of all the places children are likely to turn positive, school is not one of them. So it is safe and very important to get children back in school even before they are vaccinated. Now, with the community rates going down, we hope, after the holidays, because we're seeing that trend right now, and with vaccines, it'll be even safer because there'll be less spread in the community. But children do not need a vaccine to go back to school safely. It's vital for their health to get them back physically present as soon as possible.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.